Aquine's overridden House verdict, a system functioning as designed and protecting those it was designed for. By Hannah Blow on November 19, 2021. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, offered her view on the not guilty verdict issued by the jury in the murder trial of 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, essentially pointing to white supremacy by asserting the system is protecting those it was designed for. What we are witnessing is a system functioning as designed and protecting those it was designed for, the New York lawmaker said, subtly pointing to the false leftist belief that the system upholds white supremacy, which they believe runs rampant. My heart still breaks for the communities and families whose grief now compounds, and the countless others who will be denied and deprived in similar scenes across the country, she added. Her remark follows the jury announcing Rittenhouse's not guilty status on all charges, which included two charges of murder, one charge of attempted murder, and two charges of reckless endangerment. While many celebrated the verdict as a clear win for justice, leftists descended into meltdowns. Reminder, the system is working exactly as it is meant to. The system was always meant to protect and uphold white supremacy, Black Lives Matter said as part of the false narrative echoed by Ocasio-Cortez. You know damn well that if Kyle Rittenhouse were black he would have been found guilty in a heartbeat, or shot dead by cops on the scene, Julian Castro asserted. Kyle Rittenhouse is living proof that white tears can still forestall justice, Representative Adriano Espaillat, DNY, tweeted. A murderer is once again walking free today, our system is terribly broken. Notably, President Biden, who has likened Rittenhouse to white supremacists, told reporters that he does stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works and we have to abide by it, he said.